Good morning, everyone. We're going to call the September 17, 2020 Planning Council meeting to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Patty, will you please do us the honor?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic, which is republic, all which nation is under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Ms. Cavendish, could you please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Here.
Mr. Robert Breslau.
I'm here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo. Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
Here.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary D. Graham. Mr. Richard.
Ms. Graham is here.
Ms. Graham?
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mayor Rex Harden.
Rex Harden is here.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Here, good morning.
Vice Mayor Bernie Parnas.
Here.
Ms. Jackie Raley. Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenau. Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Present.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Here.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer. That's the list, sir.
Thank you very much. So we did not hear from Mary Graham, who is not on our excused absence list, as she texted.
She is not, but she did indicate that she would be on the phone.
Okay, excellent.
Mayor Sturmer indicated that he's going to be late to the meeting, and I had not heard from Mr. Rosenoff. So if you want to, in an abundance of caution, add them and Ms. Raley, who did indicate yesterday afternoon she would not be at the meeting. We can do an excused absence request for all of those when we get to that, just in case they're having a technical problem.
I think that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, and Mr. Blackwelder. Who's the other one? Thank you.
Okay, and the last thing I want to talk about before we go in to the consent agenda is the reappointment of Commissioner Castillo from Commissioner Beamfer. Okay.
Oh, great. I was getting lonely without him.
Welcome back.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, consent agenda items. I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with the conditional absent request. Do I have a motion for approval?
I'll move it. Patty Good.
Second.
We have a motion from Patty Good, second from Commissioner...
Mayor Harden.
Mayor Harden. I think that's what we heard.
If I can, can the individuals, when they make motions or comments, say their names so that way it makes it easier for the recording secretary and yourself to know who is speaking? That way we don't have to guess who's on the phone.
Excellent point. Thank you. So when you do make a motion, folks on the phone, please just state your name. That'd be fantastic. Okay, we have a motion, second, to approve the consent agenda as amended. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Perfect. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. First item is council report.
There's no council report today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Executive Director's report.
Good morning, thank you. Barbara Blakeboy, Executive Director, for everyone that's on the phone. Two items that you have in your backup. One is a couple of months back, we had talked about giving you a revenue estimate update for the fiscal year 2021. Through our review, we're not really prepared. There's no new information available. So what I'm thinking of doing is just at the December meeting, I'll give you an update too, because we'll have a better idea of what's actually occurring. We had four amendments come in at one time, so we still are seeing activity. So there's no real impact right now to the revenue estimate, but I will certainly keep you posted. So that was the first item. The second item is the staff is requesting the initiation of the update of the Baird County Land Use Plan Definition section. We had updated it in 2017 with the adoption of Baird Next, but you know, our review, things change from time to time in statute, and we'd like to do a review of the entire definition section present that to the Planning Council as an amendment, but we would ask that it be initiated this morning. So I think Andy would say without objection by the Planning Council.
Without objection, moves unanimously.
Thank you. The final item is just a quick update for the upcoming meeting schedule. I anticipate that the October Planning Council meeting will be a rather short agenda like this month. And then in December, we have those four applications that I was telling you about, you know, driven by local governments and applicants. We have those amendments tentatively scheduled for that December meeting. And then also at the December meeting, the three affordable housing text amendments that the County Commission transmitted to the State of Florida review agencies. They transmitted three of the four, and those three will come back to you for a second public hearing, which was requested by you as the council, because you know there were some changes at the first public hearings and things that were requested. So we're looking at least a seven item agenda, a little bit heavier, maybe a little bit more discussion, and we will be polling the members for that date at the conclusion of this meeting. The options will be December 3rd, 10th, or 17th, and we'll send out a doodle poll, and I'll let members know in the next couple of weeks you know what the majority is for that meeting date. The final item is there are three items on the public hearing agenda, and we have no members of the public signed in to speak except for questions only for items PH1, PH2, and PH3. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Chair DiGiorgio.
Thank you, Madam Executive Director. Does anyone on the line or in person have any concerns with PH1, PH2, or PH3 regarding pulling any one of the items or conflict?
PH2, please.
You all remember good, but the record shows you like to pull PH2. Any further objections or comments? I'll entertain a motion for PH1 and PH3.
So moved, Van Rich.
School Board Member Good.
Second.
Motion, Rich made the second. Commissioner Rich made the second to the motion. All in favor of PH1 and PH2, please signify by saying aye.
PH1 and PH3.
Excuse me, for the record, PH1 and PH3. Excuse me. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. PH2, School Board Member Good.
Yes, I was wondering if council can make a statement before
I make it.
We can't hear you very well.
If I put the mic on, it always works better, I think.
There you go.
You had a question, and the issue of whether, as a member of the school board, you could vote on this issue because of the ownership interest and the interest of the school board. My opinion, and it's firmly held, is that you do not have a conflict of interest, because there is no personal financial gain whatsoever that would accrue to you. However, you do have the option, should you choose to do so, if you feel there's an appearance, and it's a well-found appearance, to recuse yourself, you would have to fill the form out and within 15 days, which I know you're already working on, but you do not have a legal conflict.
Okay. Thank you, and through the chair. I will be filling out a Form 8B, although I don't have a personal conflict, there's the appearance of a conflict as the applicant's property is owned by the school board, and I serve currently as an elected official on the school board. So I have completed the form and will provide it to staff for inclusion in the packet in minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. With that abstention, do we have any other discussion on PH 2? I will entertain a motion for approval.
Bernie Parnas, so move.
Second, Michelle Gomez.
Second, Michelle Gomez. Thank you very much, Commissioner Parnas and Mayor Gomez. Further discussion on the item. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Motion passes unanimously with one abstention.
Did you ask if anybody opposed?
Did anyone oppose the motion? That's a good point. Is there any opposition to motion PH 2? There is none. Motion does pass unanimously. Thank you.
With one abstention.
With one abstention.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the items on the agenda today. Nice, quick meeting. Next meeting will be again October 22nd. Do we have any reports on the 22nd? Is there going to be any reports beforehand on the 22nd? Do we know?
Any reports?
Any executive committee meeting?
No, I mean, informally, we had, you know, I talked to Mayor Stermer, Chair Stermer, and we planned on no committee meetings through the end of this year, just to manage the virtual meetings a little bit easier. If something comes up, I would certainly notify the council if there's a need for a committee meeting. So we can plan on no committee meetings, but just in case.
Excellent.
Okay.
With that, we are adjourned.